Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. And this is a wonderful day because our baby girl is flying in from California.
I know.
To spend Easter with us, and that's wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praying for every one of you to have a fabulous weekend.
A resurrection day.
Hallelujah. That's right.
You know, honey, time is the currency of our lives, so we need to spend it wisely.
Amen.
Jim Rohn, the motivational speaker and author, once said, "Time is our most valuable asset, yet we tend to waste it, kill it, and spend it rather than invest it."
Mm.
Great quote.
It is.
If there's one thing we shouldn't waste, it's time. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Lost time is never found again." If we waste 15 minutes a day, 7 days a week, it equals 451 minutes a month, or 5,418 minutes a year, which equals 90 hours or more than 2 work weeks.
Wow.
Just wasting 15 minutes a day. Proverbs 10:27, the Living Bible says, "Reverence for God adds hours to each day."
Hallelujah.
What we do with that time, the time that we have, is our decision. We decide, not somebody else, not the passing of time on a clock. We decide what we'll do with every minute of every day that God has given to us.
Colossians 4:5 in the Classic Amplified says, "Behave yourself wisely, living prudently and with discretion in your relations with those of the outside world, making the very most of the time and seizing, buying up the opportunity. There is little time for them."
Well, here are 7 keys to maximizing your time. First, be a first responder.
That's good.
Now, we're not suggesting you become a member of the police, fire, or rescue squads in your community.
Although it's admirable.
It is. We are, however, strongly recommending that you read and respond your emails, snail mail, the first time you look at them. Don't read them and wait till later to answer. Truthfully, this kind of first response, being honest, is a continual challenge for me, but I'm working on it. Luke 9:62, Message Bible. Jesus said, "Their procrastination, their backward looks. You can't put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day."
Mm.
I love that. When it comes to mail of all types, if you don't have time to read it and properly respond, put it aside till you have sufficient time to complete the task. Effective stewardship isn't just about money. It's about your time. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, Contemporary English Version. Teach us to use wisely all the time that we have.
Second, use the alarms and timers on your phone to set aside a certain period of time for specific functions. I know I do this all the time. When that buzzer goes off, that's what I have to do. Reminders. In Psalm 90, verse 12, in the King James Version, it says it this way. "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." The word number is the Hebrew word manna. In the Strong's Concordance, it says, and this is H4487. It says to count, reckon, assign, tell, appoint, prepare. I like that word, prepare. We think it's significant that the definition of number includes the words assign, appoint, and prepare. And it's clear that to number our days means more than just counting them on a calendar and crossing them off. We are to assign tomorrow's activities, like we've asked or, you know, recommended in the past, tonight, by planning the specific functions at certain times that you want to get them done. Before you pillow your head at night or before beginning the activities of a new day, assign an objective for today. In other words, we're to appoint our days, give each day a special purpose, and then don't just allow it to happen without our involvement in what's happening in it. In other words, if you can set a timer on your phone or a specific time for assignments and appointments, then it becomes a part of your daily routine.
Third, limit your phone conversations, texting, and chats to a specific amount of time. You decide a time frame that works for you. If I want to talk with you, I'm going to call you on the phone. I often call people when I feel the Holy Spirit nudging me to do so. Are you saying, Brother Harold, you don't text? I do, but it's not my favorite thing to do. It's not. Now, there are people, well-meaning people, who will spend all the time you give them in phone conversations, texting, and chats. That's why it's important to set boundaries so that everything can be done properly and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40, New Living Translation. Be sure that everything is done properly and in order.
Fourth, don't waste time on idle gossip or meaningless conversations. You know, what happens is you get talking to somebody and they'll come in and go, oh, you wouldn't believe what just happened. And they'll tell you something negative, and then that triggers something negative that happened to you, and you get into a conversation about things that are technically meaningless. There's a couple scriptures that we felt led to share that deal with this. 2 Thessalonians 3:11 in the Living Bible says, yet we hear that some of you are living in laziness, refusing to work and wasting your time in gossiping. Psalm 15 verses 2 through 4 in the Living Bible says, anyone who leads a blameless life and is truly sincere, anyone who refuses to slander others, does not listen to gossip, never harms his neighbor, speaks out against sin, criticizes those committing it, commends the faithful followers of the Lord, keeps a promise even if it ruins him.
Wow.
That is heavy.
Yep. Fifth, determine how much time you'll spend watching TV and surfing the net.
That's the best thing you can do for yourself.
That's it. We record the TV programs we watch. We restrict the number and then fast forward through commercials. Now, the internet, well, it'll take all the time you give it, especially social media. So we encourage you to create time boundaries. The average person spends 15 hours and 33 minutes a month on Facebook. Now, that's up from 6.9 hours just a couple of years ago. Bear in mind, these are averages, which means it's significantly higher for others. The average person, and less for some. The average person spends 59.4 hours watching regular TV, 23.1 hours watching TV online. That's a total of 82.5 hours a month, or 19 hours a week, or nearly 3 hours a day. The amount of time watching conventional TV has gone from 4 hours a day down to 3. But the dramatic increase in time spent on social media and the internet more than offsets time available for other purposes. I know it's not a surprise to you, but our world is filled with distractions. Everything from texting to email on your smartphone, web surfing on your tablet or iPad. Entertainment's gone beyond regular TV or cable to streaming services on the web like Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime, just to name a few. Focus can easily be broken by an array of choices. If we want to be in control of our lives, then we must control what we focus on and what we allow to distract us. Hebrews 12:1-3, Message Bible. We better get on with it. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed.
Number six, or sixth, give and expect punctuality on your appointments. We've learned over time that if someone is habitually late to their appointments, then they really don't value your time, or our time in this instance. But if you schedule a meeting, and don't be on time, be ahead of time. There's an old saying, really, it used to be, if you're early, you're on time, and if you're on time, you're late. Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, kept his watch set 5 minutes ahead, and we've often done that with our clocks in the house, so that when we'll always be early for an appointment. And we suggest for everybody, including ourselves, to operate on Lombardi time.
Seventh, when it comes to your dreams and goals, create a specific timeline so you'll know when you need to do what to ensure to achieve the success you desire. Each night before you go to bed, write down what you've done during the day to fulfill your dream and achieve your goals.
That'll make you feel better, too.
It will. Make you sleep better.
Yeah.
First Timothy.
Or not, if you haven't gotten none, but it'll fire you up for the next day,
that's
right?
That's true. That's true. First Timothy 4:15 in the New International Version. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress. Here are seven keys to establishing a proper timeline. First, develop a plan with reasonable and flexible timelines.
Second, implement your timeline now. Don't put it off.
Third, review your timeline to determine if you've selected the easiest way to accomplish your objective.
Fourth, announce your timeline publicly.
Fifth, use your timeline as incentives.
Sixth, achieve or refocus your timelines as needed.
And seventh, recognize how stress is reduced with each timeline accomplished.
And that's true.
Create a timeline for all of your goals. It's time to determine who's in control of your life. Either you'll manage your time, or it will manage to control you. I want to close with the words of Romans 13, verses 11 through 14 in the Message Bible.
And it says, Romans 13, starting with verse 11, but make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-to-day obligations that you lose track of time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work he began when we first believed. We can't afford to waste a minute. Must not squander these precious daylight hours in frivolity and indulgence, in sleeping around and
dissipation.
Thank you. And bickering and grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about.
That verse says, or those passages, it says, we can't afford to waste a minute. Hallelujah. Get out of bed. Get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about it.
I think dress yourself in Christ really means put on the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Because he is the Word.
Yeah.
And live and apply it to your life.
We know that you're hearing our voices today. That you're
the very type of people we're talking to. I mean, that you know how important it is.
And you obviously are able to do it because you dial in every
That's
day.
That's right. We know so many of you, and we know you are about his business. Hallelujah.
And our prayer is that this teaching today will help you gain a little more control over your life.
That's right. We're all working toward it.
Yep, we are. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. You've been blessed with the teaching up at the top where it says soul seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.